We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And joining us here, as he does the first Thursday of each month following the NBAF segment, we have General Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, with us here this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, good morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I had a nice long vacation here in the month of June, so I got refreshed, and it's good to be back to the grind. I've been back a couple weeks, I guess, now, but got a chance to go up to Yellowstone and see that beautiful area of the country.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You're absolutely gorgeous, especially this time of year.
No question about it. Have you gotten to take part in any outdoor activities here in the last month?
Well, I do a lot of on weekends, get in the boat and head out to Milford Lake and just kind of cruise around and just relax. So that's sort of like my staycation event that I do. And so I do a lot of that. And then, I'm looking forward to football season kicking off. And I enjoy K-State football and being able to go and see old friends at the tailgate. I'm hoping everything this year goes to plan and we're able to attend some football games this season.
Well, when you go out to the football game, by the way, there will be a new voice over the PA, another familiar voice, and it won't be Dave anymore, but it will be someone here from the radio station. Mitch Fortner is going to be doing that, who does our sports here. And I don't know if you've heard him before, but he does a great job.
No, I haven't. I've enjoyed Dave. Dave's always entertained the fans there, and he's got a great sense of humor, and he's, of course, a great Wildcat fan. So, all good things come to an end, and like in the military, I tell people all the time, when you change command, the hardest thing is to watch them rip the tape off of your Humvee, your name, or off of your helicopter, and see the name of somebody else on there as the commander. But that's a part of life in the military, and if you did your job right, then the guy that precedes you is going to take it to the next level. And that's always refreshing as well. But it always hurts, and I'm sure Dave will miss it when the season kicks off.
Yeah, no question about it here. And we're looking forward to hearing Mitch out at the stadiums here this fall. That's going to be a lot of fun. We get into our discussion here this morning, and you brought this up to me, General, that there's a story kind of going under the radar here at the national level, and that is the ongoing drawdown of troops from Afghanistan. Hard to believe it's been 20 years almost that we've had troops down there after the 9/11 attacks, and this is kind of a bittersweet moment.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of emotion associated when you have a theater closing down. There's opinions on both sides, but most importantly, as you take a look at it, a lot of people study wars, but they study the end of wars as well. And of course, the second and third order effects of those and how the environment was changed. And a lot of people discussing right now what's going to happen once NATO forces pull out of Afghanistan. And a lot of smart people on both sides, as far as opinions, talking about what's going to transpire. And so it's interesting to read it. I am surprised that it's not getting more press or coverage because it's a significant event in U.S. history, and specifically military history.
There's no question. And, whether or not you're for or against it, we've had a lot of loss of life over there in Afghanistan over the years. I'm not sure if there's an official number that's out there, but as far as military personnel that have died over there in Afghanistan, but this is something that has lingered for quite some time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is the longest we've been in persistent combat. And, I'm not sure the exact numbers. I'm sure somebody's Googling that right now. But for me, one loss of life is significant, and it's a sacrifice for the nation. Unfortunately, having commanded during this particular time, there's a number of folks out there like myself who commanded and lost some great Americans. It's our nation's most precious resource, our sons and daughters. And You know, I tell people all the time, it's amazing to me when you sit back and you have a realization that less than 0.5% actually serve this nation in uniform. And when you run into these individuals that are wearing the cloth of the nation, how exceptional they are. They truly are exceptional. And I've had people tell me all the time, well, you know, there's people, I got it. There's always some small percentage out there. But in large, the American fighting men and women, to me, are the most exceptional human beings we have on the planet. And I'm parochial. I got that. But we owe them a great debt. And, you know, you and I talked about 4th of July. You know, a lot of people are going to head out to the lakes and going to head out to the parks and go visit loved ones this holiday. And you know, I hope at some point in time, and I talk about it all the time, whether it's Memorial Day or Armed Forces Day, I sound like a broken record, but it always does good to stop and reflect on those that have made our liberties and our freedoms possible. And those freedoms and liberties don't come without a cost. There's a cost associated with it. And we need to be thankful, not dwell on it. Absolutely go out and have watermelon, fireworks, all those things that make our nation great. But at the same time, sit back and reflect and be thankful that there's people standing on point for this nation defending those very freedoms today.
Yeah, that's a valid point. And, you know, this is, for my generation here, this is a conflict that is kind of near and dear because I was coming of age here when we started this war in Afghanistan after following the September 11th attacks. And, you know, I think at the beginning, maybe the public perception of some of the terrorists over there was that they were all living in caves and they didn't have much and it was going to be an easy conflict. And that certainly turned out to not be what happened. There's a lot of technology that's advanced over the years, and I don't know, the terrorism seems to be there. There's more and more of these guys.
There's a lot of bad actors, Brandon. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nations that support, nation states that support terrorism. And so those types of weapons get into the hands of these bad actors. And I'll tell you, they're all over the world. So, you know, I just because U.S. troops are pulling out of Afghanistan, we should never be, I would say, complacent. And also understand there's still people out there trying to attack our ideals, our freedoms. There are people that basically can't stand what we stand for. And to me, that's hard to believe because, you know, I believe America has principle. I believe America is out there to help and serve and protect it. And we do a lot for other nations. But you also have to understand, I'm not naive enough to think that there's not folks out there that want to see ill will and see harm to the United States and its citizens. And that's something we have to be prepared for and have to continue to be ready to defend and protect.
Well, again, we're speaking with General Perry Wiggins here on In Focus. What is the strength of the Taliban today compared to what has been in years past?
Well, if I could answer that, I'd probably be up in the Pentagon getting a higher praise, you know, paid job. But for me, I think that they are diminished in size from what they were. I still think now they have a challenge recruiting because whenever they recruit, those individuals suffer losses, and particularly to their leadership. And you know, you talked about we thought they were in caves initially, and that wasn't necessarily the case. But now, a lot of that leadership is in caves. A lot of them are in rough conditions. A lot of them are living in austere conditions. And so my concern is a lot of them are waiting for the U.S. service member and the NATO service members to pull out. And then we might see a resurgence of a shape and form of not only the Taliban, which I'm sure that's what's going to happen, but also of ISIS. And so we have to just keep our eye on it. We have to be cognizant of it. And you know, it's like whack-a-mole. You have to continue to engage it. You have to continue to attack it. And if you look the other way, like a cancer, it'll continue to metastasize and grow in size and lethality. And we have to make sure that we take care of that.
Hmm. All right. Well, again, we're speaking with General Perry Wiggins. Time to take a break here. We'll continue our conversation after these words. Take your phone calls at 785-537-1350. You're listening to InFocus on KMAN.